aim to be the best in the world?
This is Sunday night's main event.
I'm better than you.
On the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
And you know it.
You want a taste?
You can call this the new world order of wrestling, brother.
Put out the caution tape. Put out the orange cones.
Acknowledge me.
It's Sunday, and you know what that means. I'm Boris Roberto Aguilar, welcoming you to Canada Supreme Wrestling Radio Show Sunday Night's Main Event, powered by Podstars.net. Get ready to take your podcasting career to the next level with Podstars.net. Podstars is a talented, passionate community that will give you the opportunity to interview top professionals from a variety of industries where they are going to share their insights and experiences with your audience. Plus, everyone's going to have access to your exclusive celebrity catalog featuring some of the best in the business, both new and established. What's the best part? Well, it's free to join. And as a member of Podstars, you can choose from the catalog of celebrities to interview on your podcast. And if you're interested, for an additional monthly fee of only $8.99 per month, you can upgrade to the community plan, which gives you a completely different and exciting catalog full of some of the best experts and professionals in their fields today. As well, you get to access everyone in the whole Podstars universe. It's a great way to invest in your podcast, as you can save time and money by being able to book guests all from one platform with an expansive catalog that is constantly being added to. So why wait? Join Podstars.net now and start exploring all that we have to offer. You will not want to miss out on this amazing opportunity to elevate your podcasting career and be part of the exciting community. So all you have to do is go to www.podstars.net, and that's Podstars with a Z or a Z, depending on where you live. This show is always free across the country on TSN Radio and the iHeartRadio News Talk Networks and through several affiliate stations across this beautiful land. You can also find us in podcast form online at snmeradio.com. We're even on all of the social medias, and you can find us at the @SNMEradio username. Well, you probably know this, but if you didn't, well, we're more than just a weekly radio show, and in fact, we release one or two shows each and every single week that talk about the world of professional wrestling, from reviews to opinions. We have it all. So if you want to listen to the motley crew and cast of characters that this entire podcast network has to offer, you can go over and subscribe to the entire podcast network by going to your favorite podcast catcher / app and searching for Sunday Night's Main Event. That's going over to your favorite app and searching for Sunday Night's Main Event. Hit the subscribe and leave a review. We even have a Patreon network where you can get some extras, and in 2024, those extras will be added to. And the way that you can do this is by going to patreon.com/snmeradio. For all of the information, just go to snmeradio.com. All right, so this is going to be the last, well, possibly the last full episode before the best and the worst of 2024, which, remember that you can have your say for the best and the worst of 2023. And all you have to do is go to the Facebook group, go to facebook.com, on the search bar, search for SNME Radio, and there's a thread up there with the password and the link and all that fun stuff. Or you can go over to your email and send us an email and just say that you want to be part of the best and the worst, and I'll send you all of the information. So all you need to do is send an email to contact@snmeradio.com. That's contact@snmeradio.com. We have a very exciting show for you because there's so much going on still in the world of wrestling. We have World's End coming at the end of the month. The Continental Classic is really heating up. We have CM Punk declaring himself to the Royal Rumble and so much more. We have a succession plan for the Bloodline, and well, this might spell some trouble in the Bloodline. We have so much to talk to, so I figure who better to get on the show than the man himself, the host of Insight with Chris Van Vliet. Well, Chris Van Vliet. He's going to be joining me throughout the entire show, and we're going to be chatting about everything that's happened in the world of wrestling, and we're going to be doing a quick 2023 retrospective at the end of it all, so you're not going to miss out. We have so much great stuff to chat about. So, with so much happening, let's get to the news of the week.
I'm afraid I've got some news.
WWE superstar Liv Morgan has been arrested and is facing drug charges. Morgan has been charged with possession of synthetic cannabinoid, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug equipment. She was released after posting a $3,000 bond. Sumter County Police in Florida noticed a vehicle driving erratically and that the quote-unquote vehicle crossed over the yellow and white lines on the roadway several times. An officer who stopped the vehicle could smell marijuana. Inside the vehicle, police found a big bag containing marijuana, a vape pen containing an oil-like substance which tested positive for marijuana. Morgan has been out of action after suffering from an injury on Raw back in July. The injury forced Morgan and her tag team partner Raquel Rodriguez to vacate the WWE Women's Tag Team Championships. As of right now, WWE has had no comment. In a post on X, formerly Twitter, on December 15th, Kenny Omega said that he was on the injury shelf. This is what he had to say. I can't really sugarcoat this. I'm out indefinitely. I tried to keep pushing past the pain for as long as I could until it became too much. Luckily, doctors caught me when they did. I'll be here, so in the meantime, please enjoy wrestling, he posted. It was reported later on in the day that he is suffering from a bout of diverticulitis, which is the same illness that Brock Lesnar suffered through while he was in the UFC. This is mainly caused by an obstruction in the colon. And let me tell you this from personal experience, it is not fun. But luckily, he's been checked out, and hopefully he can make a full recovery. Brandon Thurston of WrestleNomics is painting, well, an interesting picture of AEW's financials for 2023. According to Thurston's estimations, AEW is on its way to losing $34 million this year. This is what he had to say. For 2023, I estimate AEW will generate about $154 million in net revenue, an increase from $100 million estimated for 2022. After breaking things down, the way that he breaks down WWE by live events, etc., this is what he had to say. Ultimately, it probably comes down to whether WBD wants to continue to be in the wrestling business. AEW isn't a sustainable business unless it gets a sufficient media deal from WB Discovery. Again, that means paying about $140 million per year for AEW throughout the late 2020s. And if they don't want to continue to be in the wrestling business, what do they program in AEW's current time slots that the conglomerate views as a profitable strategic option? The answer isn't clear. AEW's ratings are down, but not so low that it's a clear rerun. Sitcoms and movies are a better option, he wrote. This is surely going to really play into the 2024 saga that is the media rights deal because, well, as I'm going to talk about very shortly, WB Discovery might be looking at alternatives to AEW. PWInsider.com has confirmed that TKO's Mark Shapiro, WWE's Nick Khan, and Paul Levesque met with WB Discovery's Chief Revenue and Strategy Officer Bruce Campbell about possibly moving Raw to a WB Discovery channel. Tony Khan met with WB Discovery the very next day. At the present time, the belief is AEW's TV deal runs out next year. Word is that CM Punk helped to bring the two sides together and was part of the WWE's pitch to WB Discovery. On the WB Discovery front, MacroAxis is predicting the company has a 60% chance of going bankrupt. Well, this doesn't surprise me. If you have Max or have you been following the drama on Max, they've been canceling things and moving things, trying to get new contracts, doing tax write-offs. This is why the back movie is never going to see the light of day and why the Roadrunner movie almost got canceled. But thanks to fan being upset, it came back. Well, like I said, 2024 is going to be a very, very interesting year as we take a closer look at where Raw will end up and where AEW programming is going to be. Word making rounds on a few reports is that Seth Rollins' contract with the WWE It will expire at some point in 2024, most likely the summer. Suspended AEW star Jack Perry has filed for more trademarks, including Jungle Boy, Jurassic Express, and A Boy and His Dinosaur. Let's get the speculation going. TNA / Impact Wrestling keeps making, well, an impact. Not only have they signed Trent Seven, but apparently Eddie Edwards has re-signed with TNA Wrestling. And along with that, it was announced earlier this week that Kushida has signed with TNA Wrestling. That's Kushida and Eddie Edwards staying full-time with TNA Wrestling. But apparently Kushida will still be working New Japan Pro Wrestling dates. On Tuesday, during the NXT tapings for this week's episode, Ilya Dragunov was reportedly injured during the tapings as he was facing Ridge Holland. Eesh. Well, there's a lot of confusion right now as to what is actually happening, because a lot of people in attendance and a few reporters said that this was seemingly an angle that was being run. Now, here's the thing. If this was an angle, is Ridge Holland really the person that you want to be having this angle with? Is Ridge Holland the person who's attacked Trick Williams and Carmelo Hayes? Well, time's going to tell, but if this is an angle, I'm not sure that using Ridge Holland is the best idea. You can have your say over on the Facebook group by going to Facebook and searching for SNME Radio. Dwayne The Rock Johnson will be starring as MMA fighter Mark Kerr in an upcoming Netflix biopic. The movie, The Smashing Machine, will focus on the former UFC heavyweight champion's life and career and his descent into drug addiction. The holiday run for WWE house shows is always a very interesting one, and this year things seem to be getting really, really good. Well, MSG not only will be seeing Cody Rhodes versus Shinsuke Nakamura in a bull rope match, but they are going to be seeing CM Punk taking on Dominic Mysterio. It has also been announced other dates where CM Punk will be taking place, but no word as of yet whether CM Punk is going to be in the Coca-Cola Coliseum in Toronto on December the 29th. The headbangers of WWE Attitude fame have apparently signed a Legends contract with WWE. During an Instagram live stream with Elite Comics and Culture City, CM Punk commented on his return to WWE. He said, "This isn't about me. This is about us. This is about everybody that is behind me, that for 10 years didn't forget, chanted my name. I'm going to put the boots back on for all of y'all. We're going to go on this journey together." And last but not least, in case you missed SmackDown on Friday night, it was being reported by the commentators that Charlotte Flair could miss up to 9 months of action due to what is suspected to be a torn ACL. According to PW Insider, Charlotte Flair is slated to go underneath knee surgery in the weeks ahead. The surgery is being scheduled around the holidays, which is why it hasn't happened yet. One source described this injury as likely worse than just a torn ACL and that there were additional knee injuries, but they declined to specify what they may have been. Here's hoping Charlotte Flair makes a full recovery and we see her sooner rather than later. We're going to take a quick break here on TSN Radio and the iHeartRadio News Talk Networks. And on the other side of the break, well, I'm going to be giving you my thoughts on the Iron Claw movie, which I was very lucky to watch earlier this week. So we're going to talk about that. There's some housekeeping things that I want to talk about. And we're going to set the stage as we roll into 2024. And just a reminder that next week and the week after, so that's Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, we're going to be having the best and the worst episodes here on TSN Radio and the iHeartRadio News Talk Networks. So we're going to take a break. We're going to have some quick discussion. And eventually, when we come back, we're going to be chatting with the host of Insight with Chris Van Vliet, the man himself, Chris Van Vliet. And we're going to be chatting about WWE. We're going to be chatting about CM Punk. We're going to be chatting about, well, the impact of CM Punk. We'll chat some Impact. We'll chat some AEW. We'll chat some TV right deals in 2024. There is so much going on. So you're going to want to leave things locked in here on TSN Radio and the iHeartRadio News Talk Networks. And you're listening to Sunday Night's Main Event.
Bow down.
From pillar to post and coast to coast, this is Sunday Night's Main Event on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Hello, special friends. You can catch Greg and Brad, your Smack Daddies, each weekend on the SNME Radio Network.
We cover our lives, what's happening on the East Coast, and eventually cover SmackDown.
Check us out each week at SundayNightsMainEvent.com.
Please subscribe to get your Smack Daddies and the rest of the SNME Radio Network content directly to your podcatcher for less than $1 a week.
We the ones!
This is Sunday Night's Main Event on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
And welcome back to TSN Radio and the iHeartRadio News Talk Networks, and you're listening to Sunday Night's Main Event. What a year it has been. Again, you know, we talk about this so often, but I want to remind people about how lucky we are here in 2023 to be watching the matches that we watch, the pay-per-views that we watch, even the matches that we get on free TV. I know that sometimes we complain about these things, but it's so important to take a step back and take it in, because we are so lucky to be fans of the great sport of wrestling right now. Just remember that a few years ago, 2017, 2018, you know, if all you had really was WWE and a bunch of other smaller companies like Ring of Honor, like New Japan Pro Wrestling, etc. But now we have so much great wrestling to watch each and every single week, and you get to choose what you want to watch. It's really a great time right now, and that's something that I really want to put a focus on as we turn the calendar into 2024. But before we do that, just remember that we have a couple of things coming up in the next couple weeks here on Sunday Night's Main Event, and that is the best and the worst. So if you're part of the Facebook group, fantastic. Go to the Facebook group, facebook.com, in the search bar, search for SNME Radio, and there's already a thread for the best and the worst. You'll find the link, you'll find the password. If you're not part of Facebook, well, number one, cool. I wish I wasn't. But more importantly, if you want to be part of the best and the worst ballots, this is all you have to do. Send an email to contact snmeradio@gmail.com and say that you want to be part of the best and the worst ballot, and I will personally send you all of the information so that you can have your say. So all you have to do is go to email us at contact@snmeradio.com. And just say that you want to be part of the best and the worst. And that's all you have to do, because next week and the week after, that's what you're going to be listening to here on TSN Radio and the iHeartRadio News Talk Networks. Also, as promised, you know, I love your feedback. We can get feedback through the Facebook group. You have the email, contact@snmeradio@gmail.com, where you can also send your feedback, not only about the week that was pro wrestling, but about this very show. And in 2024, I will talk about the patron. And trust me, I have heard you and I understand everything that has been said. I am going to make sure that the patron is worth your time, worth your while, and more importantly, worth your money. I know that times are tough right now, so getting anyone's entertainment money is difficult. So I want to make sure that you're happy with what you are getting. So we're going to talk about the patron as we turn the calendar into 2024. But again, all feedback, whether it be the best and the worst show, or just talking about the week that was, or just talking about this very show itself, all you have to do is go to the Facebook group and go to Facebook, search for SNME Radio, or email us contact@snmeradio.com. All right, so earlier this week, I was lucky enough to watch a screening of the Iron Claw movie. If, for those of you who don't know, that's the movie about the Von Erich family. So, I'm not going to get into too much details. I don't want to spoil too much, but I don't think I'm going to say anything that isn't already known. So, bear with me, and if I do spoil anything, I do apologize. Overall, I thought the movie was very well done. For me, a wrestling movie like this could have easily gone into the, you know, down the rabbit hole of being so wrestling focused that anyone who isn't a wrestling fan would not care about the movie. And that is not the case about this movie. I think that they did enough for the hardcore wrestling fan, but for the casual movie viewer, that'll captivate them and even get them interested in this story. I know that someone who I talked to about this, who doesn't really watch wrestling, already looked up the Von Erichs. They love A24 films. They love films in general. And they had no idea about the tragedy that is the Von Erich family. I thought that Sean Durkin, the director, did a fantastic job of telling the various stories, right? Yeah, they did have to cut some people. You know, Lance Von Erich, as we all know, has a very, very small part, but you do notice him in the movie. But essentially, he was removed from the movie. We also know that Chris Von Erich essentially is not there, but his story is told through the other Von Erichs. Again, overall, you know, if you know bits and pieces of the Von Erich family and their story, this movie is fantastic. Yes, they do take some liberties. Yes, they do make some changes. But otherwise, this movie would have been a 15, 20-hour movie. And man, they, you know, again, you can get into the weeds, you can get down the rabbit hole. But I think they did a great job of maneuvering around telling the story in the time that they were given, telling the story and giving it the importance of it, the tragedy of it. And, you know, at the end of the day, just telling a story that makes sense to not only wrestling fans, but the average film viewer. Overall, I really did enjoy this movie. I think this movie is going to do very well, and I think it's going to put some eyes onto the Von Erich family, so I wouldn't be surprised if over the next few weeks, those Google searches for the Von Erichs go up. So, you know, in the words of Siskel and Ebert, I give this movie 2 thumbs up. I really did enjoy this movie. I thought it was a lot of fun. And I want to thank the crew over at Slam Wrestling, Greg Oliver, John Powell, and Bob Kapoor for giving me the opportunity to attend the early screening of The Iron Claw. I insist that each and every single one of you go out and watch this movie. Trust me, it's a good watch. If you like wrestling, or even if you don't, that's what makes this movie so well done. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break here on TSN Radio and the iHeartRadio News Talk Networks. And when we come back, I'm going to be joined by the host of Insight with Chris Van Vliet, Chris Van Vliet. And we're going to be chatting so much wrestling, CM Punk, AEW, TV right deals. We'll even touch on some TNA. We'll even touch on some of the recent interviews he's done and the attention that they've been getting, i.e. Lacey Evans. So you're going to want to leave it locked in here on TSN Radio and the iHeartRadio News Talk Networks, and you're listening to Sunday Night's Main Event.
Chat wrestling all week long by joining the Sunday Night's Main Event group on Facebook. Just search SNME Radio. Look in my eyes, what do you
see? Are you in the market for a used vehicle for your family or business? North Toronto Auction hosts public auctions twice a month, and everyone's invited. Hundreds of cars, trucks, SUVs, commercial vehicles, and heavy equipment are available. Plus, travel trailers, motorcycles, snowmobiles, ATVs, and more. View the entire selection at NorthTorontoAuction.com. Bid online or bid in person. Bid on items from government agencies, financial companies, fleet managers, car dealers, and public consignors. For more information, visit us online at NorthTorontoAuction.com.
In the city of Bellevue. On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my head. You're listening to Sunday Night's Main Event on TSN Radio. We are the elite of wrestling radio.
And welcome back to Sunday Night's Main Event here on TSN Radio and the iHeartRadio News Talk Networks. And it's that time of the week where I bring in my close personal friend and host of Insight with Chris Van Vliet, the man himself, Chris Van Vliet. Chris, how's it going? And welcome back to the show.
So good to see you, Boris. What a year in pro wrestling. Wow.
Really? What a year. It's First off, how is it that we only have 2 weeks left of the year? I feel like we just celebrated New Year's like last week, but everything that's happened in wrestling this year, if you had told me at the beginning of the year that CM Punk would not only leave AEW, but be back in WWE, if you had told me that, you know, WB Discovery is looking and talking to WWE, if you had told me so many of the things that we are going through right now, I would have just scoffed at you.
It's pretty amazing when you think back just 1 year ago of like where the state of pro wrestling was at to where it's at now. I remember sitting in the press conference night one of WrestleMania and Triple H saying, like at the very start of the press conference, like, hey, what can I say? Like, we're hot right now. And I was like, oh, wow. Like April of 2023, I'm putting this all together. I'm like, wow, yeah. Like pro wrestling in general is hot. But at that moment, like WWE was starting to pick up momentum and it has just continued to ride that momentum for the rest of the year. And for sure, the biggest story in pro wrestling this year is CM Punk. Number one, CM Punk, and everything that happened in AEW that led to his departure there. And then hell freezing over and CM Punk making his return to WWE. And I know that there's like a recency bias here because it just happened less than a month ago, but that for sure is the biggest story in 2023.
I think so. You know, over the crew at Slam Wrestling, we're talking about the big stories to write about. I quickly volunteered to write the CM Punk drama because in my opinion, like you said, it is the biggest story. It's 10 years in the making. You know, it's how quickly things changed over in AEW with CM Punk, how things got so sour, all the drama, the collision stuff. And here we are, right? Survivor Series just happened to be in Chicago. You couldn't write a better script for something that's already scripted.
You really couldn't. And I think that everything they're doing with that storyline, at least as of right now, is just continuing to fuel the excitement here. Eric Bischoff recently said that he thinks this is quite possibly the best financial move that WWE has ever made in the history of the company. And really, it's kind of hard to disagree with that. I know it's only been less than a month, but my goodness, this has really shaken things up.
If the rumor and innuendo, if I'm going to borrow a term from someone, is true, right? If CM Punk really is kind of the man in the middle between WB Discovery and WWE, like that is the ultimate coup right there.
It's very interesting how things have shifted so much, right? Like 6 months ago, if you and I were having this conversation in the summer of 2023 about CM Punk possibly returning to WWE, one day we'd be going, ah, man, I don't think that's possible. Little did we know that it happened this year. And it's going to be really interesting what happens as we head into the Rumble. Hell, it's going to be interesting to see what happens when CM Punk has his first match, his first storyline, and how this all adds up to WrestleMania. And then what happens after WrestleMania 40?
Look at the ticket sales, right? On shows he's not announced, ticket sales are going up for WWE with the possibility that he'll be announced. Recently, WWE already announced that he's going to be doing the house show loop during the holidays. He's already been confirmed at MSG against Dominic Mysterio. Also on the card, we have Cody and Shinsuke Nakamura in a bull rope match. He hasn't yet been announced to Toronto, but I'm noticing, you know, going on WrestleTix and just the on Ticketmaster that show is very close to selling out, and it's that CM Punk effect. So again, that business, just on the business side, he has shifted things so much on and already, like they've already been doing so well. And then CM Punk's just putting them over the top. That's just the business end, Chris. Let's talk about the actual stuff that we watch on TV, the stuff that really gets, well, my jollies up, and that's the actual product itself. And that's CM Punk just being put into this main event scene. And I feel like we talked about this after Survivor Series. He has honestly just completely turned things upside down with where we could possibly go heading into WrestleMania season.
It just feels like anything is possible here. And let me remind you guys, it was just a few months ago when The Rock made a special surprise return to SmackDown and we went, oh my goodness, is The Rock going to be at WrestleMania 40? Is it Roman Reigns versus The Rock? That very quickly fizzled out. That's not even part of the conversation now. But it was like, okay, I think it's going to be Cody, right? It's got to be Cody and he's in the main event.
I don't know. Like, it feels like as of this exact second, we've got two main events and two nights of WrestleMania. It feels like it's Seth Rollins, CM Punk, and then it's Cody and Roman. But we've also got 5 months between now and then. And I just don't know how they keep this Seth Rollins and CM Punk storyline going for another half a year almost. But that's what's so exciting about wrestling. And I know that this era doesn't have a name officially right now, and I can't wait till it does have a name. But what's going on right now in pro wrestling feels so much like the late 90s, early 2000s with the Attitude Era. And if you were a part of that as it was unfolding, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's that thing on Tuesday morning where you have to talk to your friends of like, oh my gosh, did you see what happened last night on Raw? Or did you see what happened last night on Nitro? That's what's happening now. It's not the next day. Now it's like looking at social media as it's unfolding. But it's so exciting that this is part of like the cultural zeitgeist now. And it hasn't been that way in pro wrestling in like 20 years.
Not only am I watching the shows live, but I'm watching the shows on social media with the phone, just constantly refreshing, seeing what people are talking about. I haven't done that ever, but I've never been that excited for watching live TV in so long.
And this isn't just WWE, by the way, and I'm sure we'll get into all this, but like every time, I think a big storyline in AEW right now is the devil and who is it and what's going on there. That's another big thing. Like that's another one that you're refreshing social media going, I think I might know who it is, but what do other people think that this is? Wrestling just in general right now is hot and I love it.
Let's take a step back. Let's talk about the Royal Rumble. I know that we have so much time, but let's just play fantasy booker. That's what we like to do here on the show. And that's what, honestly, being a part of the wrestling fandom is all about. Let's talk about Royal Rumble. Chris, who do you think is going to win the Royal Rumble? And then who is going to have to face all the bosses at Elimination Chamber in Australia to get their title shot?
That just seems like a story that is tailor-made for Cody Rhodes. That feels like hard times. I feel like Cody goes on to win the Royal Rumble, which would be, you know, incredible, right? Back-to-back Royal Rumble wins. And then the hard times is facing all the quote-unquote bosses. And then it's WrestleMania 40 against all odds. I feel like he walks out as the WWE champion and ends Roman Reigns' reign. And I think that this only gets set up by CM Punk going into the Rumble and his time in there getting screwed over by somebody, which sets up another match. That's what it feels like to me right now, because how else do you put CM Punk, who's the hottest thing right now in all of pro wrestling, how do you put him in the Royal Rumble and not have him win? You have someone cost him the match. That's what I would think.
Agreed, because the whole story about CM Punk is him coming back from adversity, him getting taken down by the man, and I think that needs to continue. He can't just walk in, stroll in, number 30, and win the Rumble, and for that to be a credible Punk story. He needs to come in at number one or very early in the Rumble and just face adversity that way, and like you said, have someone kind of screw him out of the match. So again, there's so many possibilities, and this is the first time in a very long time. I just have no idea where they're going to go with this, because for all that we know, LA Knight's going to stroll in and win the Royal Rumble, and that's it. For all that we know, Okada is going to make an appearance at the Royal Rumble. You just don't know what's going to happen.
And this is the cool thing about the Rumble just in general is, like, you know, we're a month and a half away from the Rumble happening as we're talking about this right now. I feel like this is kind of how it always works. And then it really starts to like take shape in the last maybe week or two of January. And then you go, oh yeah, all right. It's either going to be this person who wins. And that's what it feels like right now. But if in the middle of December of 2023, I had to make a pick, I'm going Cody Rhodes.
All right, let's talk some AEW, and specifically let's talk about the Continental Classic. So this is AEW's round robin tournament, similar to New Japan's G1. Chris, how are you enjoying the format of this tournament, and what do you think of the payoff of this tournament with the winner being the Continental Champion?
Look, the matches here have been incredible all across the board, which I absolutely love. And that's something that AEW has excelled at since the company began in 2019. The matches in the ring, bell to bell, have always been so good. I just think that the tournament itself just seems a little bit convoluted. It's the Continental Classic, and the winner of this becomes the Continental Champion, which sounds an awful lot like the Intercontinental Champion. And I just don't like that it's the merging of the Ring of Honor World Champion and the New Japan Strong Champion, bringing that together. It just feels like for the legacy that the Ring of Honor World Championship has had, it just feels, it just doesn't rub me the right way. It rubs me the wrong way that whole legacy just gets lost in a merging of a championship that gets a whole new name. I don't know. It kind of feels to me like Ring of Honor just has not found its footing within AEW's broadcast here. And I just feel like this is not helping the situation at all.
And I'm hoping that, you know, it's not because of ROH that, you know, AEW doesn't find a new home. If the rumors are true about the CW wanting ROH, but Tony Khan wanting to package everything, this will make a very interesting, you know, hindsight is 2020 moment down the line. But I agree with you about the whole Ring of Honor thing. I feel like the legacy of Ring of Honor, the Ring of Honor that you and I grew up with, the Ring of Honor that we would watch in the early 2000s, it just doesn't seem and feel the way that it should. It just feels like it's being treated as a secondary promotion, but yet Tony Khan and AEW refuse to make it the developmental. I honestly still believe that ROH just needs to become the developmental and just move forward with that, because having ROH Final Battle at the start of this weekend and not having a title match in their biggest show, to me, just seems criminal.
It just feels a lot like the way that ECW was treated when it got taken over by WWE. WWECW. Like when you say to someone, oh yeah, CM Punk was the ECW champion, they're like, well, actually, not really. There's an asterisk there. And that's what I feel like is happening with Ring of Honor here. And that's, you know, I just think that there's a better way to do this, and it's not the way that it's currently being done.
Yep. There's so many stories right now being told within the Continental Classic. Again, we're going to be seeing the new Continental Champion or the Triple Crown Champion of North America for AEW along at World's End. We have Samoa Joe versus MJF. MJF is injured. I'm sure he'll be at World's End in some shape, way, or form. But I think the big payoff of World's End, this is just pure speculation, is the reveal of the Devil. Does this need to be a major, major character for you to still care about the payoff and kind of be happy about the payoff? Or are we going to get a Vince McMahon under the cloak type of thing?
Look, wrestling fans are not going to be happy no matter what the reveal is here, right? So, like, I think that we need to say that from the outset here. But I think that whatever the payoff is here, it's going to make a lot of sense in the long run. Whoever the Devil ends up being, I feel like becomes a real contender here, maybe even the new AEW World Champion. So whoever it is, we have to look at it and go, yeah, of course, that makes perfect sense. I feel like a lot of people think it's going to be Adam Cole, and that would, you know, be a great payoff with the storyline that there was there with MJF. I feel like this could also be Swerve Strickland, and like give Swerve Strickland a real run here. And that would make a ton of sense. He feels like, in my opinion, the person who probably should be the next AEW World Champion.
I was honestly going to throw, what about if it's Swerve Strickland, T, and you just steal it from me? But, you know, it could be, Jack Perry. He did put Hangman Adam Page through some real glass on that limousine this past Wednesday on Dynamite. So you never know who it's going to be. But here's the thing.
Could be Jericho. Joke. Like, that could make sense, too. I don't know.
Exactly. You just don't know. And it makes me
I feel like that's what's cool about it. And, I think that there's three or four solid names here that would all make sense. I just hope that this doesn't go the way of, let's call it, old WWE, where they're like, we don't know what to do with this storyline. It's Hornswoggle. Yeah, it's Hornswoggle.
It's Christopher Daniels, finally under the cloak.
It's me, Austin.
Oh, love that, man. Yeah, so again, I think the payoff is important, but the payoff of whom it is just as important for the simple fact that, like you said, this person could be the next contender. That's why I'm kind of hoping for a Swerve Strickland or a Jack Perry or someone along those lines where they can get that instant push to that next level.
It just needs to make sense. This can't be Rikishi running over Stone Cold with the car, which made no sense, right? Here we are 20 years later, still talking about that. It just needs to make sense. So whoever it happens to be, give them a very juicy backstory of why they're the Devil.
Bingo. That's exactly what we have to do there. All right, Chris, I hope that you can stick around for another segment because we still have so much more to unpack about AEW 2023, and we're going to make some bold predictions for 2024. So leave it locked in here on TSN Radio and the iHeartRadio News Talk Networks, and you're listening to Sunday Night's Main Event.
Chat wrestling all week long by joining the Sunday Night's Main Event group on Facebook. Just search SNME Radio.
Hey there, friends, listeners, and newcomers. This is Eric B., and I am the host of the Impactful Podcast. On the Impactful Podcast, we're going to break down everything Impact Wrestling each week. That includes everything that goes on in the background, everything that happens on TV, and everything that you're hearing on the news and social media. So please join me each week and live life impactfully.
This is Sunday Night's Main Event on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
And we're back here on Sunday Night's Main Event here on TSN Radio and the iHeartRadio News Talk Networks. And still on the line with me is the host of Insight with Chris Van Vliet, which, just remember, go ahead to your favorite podcast catcher and subscribe by searching for Insight with Chris Van Vliet. Also, leave a review. I am joined by the man himself, Chris Van Vliet. All right, let's talk about AEW in general. Man, social media is such an interesting thing. Sometimes I love it and hate it all at once. We've talked about Tony Khan's social media presence, but AEW right now seems to be getting so much flack for everything that they do. You know, and what I wanted to do with you is kind of remind everyone that we wouldn't be in this, I don't want to say this golden era of wrestling, but this awesome era of wrestling if it wasn't for AEW. They have lifted everyone in the sense of WWE now has competition. They need to up their game. I just want to remind people about that. And, you know, hopefully some people can be a little more tranquilo. Is AEW perfect? Heck no. The honeymoon seems to be over with AEW, not only with the fans, but the roster. So, you know, but I do want to remind people that if it wasn't for AEW, if it wasn't for what they've done and are doing, we wouldn't be having this much fun. And Chris, this company isn't even 5 years old. And we've talked about this before.
And I think a lot of the criticism that's coming for AEW is from people that unfortunately don't even watch AEW, and vice versa. A lot of people that are criticizing some of the things that WWE do are coming from people that don't watch WWE. And I would say that if you were to watch a week or two's worth of AEW programming, you're going to see some fantastic in-ring wrestling. And sure, every company is going to go through its ups and downs, but I feel like there's a lot of great stuff happening in AEW right now if you were to actually watch the shows. And I think there's a lot of people that aren't watching the shows. They're watching 5 seconds of a clip on Instagram or 15 seconds of a clip on Twitter, or just like reading into some of the things that people are saying on Twitter, but not actually watching the product as a whole.
You know, you bring up a great point, because something that I was thinking about as I'm writing my collision report for Slam Wrestling, which you can find at slamwrestling.net, I'm thinking, I wonder how many people that I write these reports for actually watch the show. Because I'm thinking, you know, what language I should use, what assumptions I should make, things like that, right? And then I started thinking about, I bet you a lot of people who complain about the shows, who are the loudest people on social media and the angriest people on social media, are the people, like you said, who watch the clips, who read these reports. And this is kind of like a byproduct of there just being so much wrestling on TV, whether it's streaming, whether it's cable, whatever.
I also get that, like, if you're just a WWE fan or you're just an AEW fan, you're probably not watching everything. You're probably watching most of one show, whatever that show happens to be on a Monday or a Wednesday or a Friday or a Saturday, whatever it is, then you're catching up on clips on social media or whatever the YouTube algorithm happens to feed you. And that's okay. That's the world that we live in right now. And I just think that in the current world we live in right now, a lot of people forget WWE is one of the number one, one of the top YouTube channels in the world. They do a really good job on YouTube because they're understanding that a lot of the audience isn't watching it as it's happening live on Monday or live on Friday. Doing a really good job of going, we get it. There's a lot of wrestling out. There's a lot of content out there. Here's some short clips so you can catch up on this.
Which you can catch some CVV clips on your clip channel. But
thank you. Yes. And if you haven't checked that out, if you haven't hit subscribe, if you've watched any of my videos, if you've ever appreciated any of my videos, please just hit subscribe on CVV Clips or my main YouTube channel. We're getting so close. We're getting so close to 500,000 subscribers.
That's awesome to see, man. That's awesome to see. And I love how we've become the infomercial for all social media here on this show. But talking about clips, talking about TV, let's talk about the TV rights deal in 2024 and what chaos it seems to be turning into. Like we said at the top, CM Punk seems to be helping WWE, talking with Warner Brothers Discovery. Warner Brothers Discovery is already a close partner of AEW. What is 2024 going to bring us? Because, again, reminder, the only show up for grabs from WWE right now is Raw. Just so happens to be their flagship show. And then AEW, well, we're not exactly sure when, but it appears that the TV rights deal are up in 2024. So, Chris, what do you think of all of this?
Look, at least here in the U.S., Raw and the USA Network have been synonymous for a long time. The USA Network would be really dropping the ball if they didn't match or exceed whatever other offer is on the table here. Like, this feels like it needs to belong on the USA Network, but it'll be really interesting to see what happens here. Also very interesting is Fox signed that really big $1 billion deal, right, for this to be a thing. And Fox basically said, you know, the numbers weren't quite where we wanted them to be, and they didn't re-sign. That's pretty telling here. And I don't know how that's not being a bigger part of this story. I don't know how that's not a bigger part of this narrative, but really curious what happens here, because outside of sports in general, you know, the major sports, call them MLB, NFL, NHL, NBA, there's really not a lot of other things on TV that you need to watch live other than like pro wrestling and NASCAR and maybe F1. Like, there's not a lot of other major things you need to watch live. So there's something very big up for grabs here, and that are live. That's live eyeballs. So whatever network ends up getting this, they're going to be paying a lot of money for it.
Yeah, and I'm closely following what's happening with the NBA, because the NBA TV rights deal is also up. So I wonder what WB Discovery, what cards they have, how much budget they have. Because let's remember, Chris, WB Discovery right now is a hurting company. They're trying to write stuff off by just not releasing things. They wrote off the Batgirl movie, which hurt me in the heart. They almost wrote off the Looney Tunes, the Wile E. Coyote movie, which John Cena was a part of. But because of fan uproar, they brought it back. So this is a company that's hurting. So how much money do they really, really, really have? Again, 2024 is going to be a very interesting time. And I have one quick question before we move to another subject. Would WWE be smart to go to a streaming-only platform like Amazon?
That'll be very interesting. I don't know if 2024 is the time to do this, but the fact that Thursday Night Football is on Amazon and the fact that they had the Black Friday game on Amazon, the waters have been tested here. And it feels like the test has gone fairly well. I just don't know if we're set up in a world quite yet where people are ready to watch their favorite shows, their favorite sports, only on a streaming platform. I feel like we're still a few years away from that being a thing.
I agree, but then I think about WWE, and WWE has always been ahead of the game when it comes to streaming, when it comes to sports, when it comes to presentation. So I wouldn't be surprised if WWE is the first sport to say, look, we're going streaming, catch us, you know, holler if you need us.
I feel like, yes, maybe that could be a thing. I just don't feel like it's yet for them to go, Monday Night Raw is going to be on Peacock, for example.
I don't see that. You know, it would be the weirdest thing, logging on to Netflix and saying, hey, watch WWE Raw live here. I just can't fathom that in my head. You know, considering that they couldn't even get Live as Blind live stream properly. Like, come on.
I think it's going to be a thing. I just don't think it's quite yet. Maybe it's like an end of the decade type of thing. But there's still this mentality that fans have. Perception is reality, right? And there's still this perception that, like, if you're not on, like, turn on the TV cable, then you're not on quote unquote real TV.
And how do advertisers view streaming only platforms, right? Like, I think that's part of the debate that we haven't considered yet. Yeah. Advertisers are probably the biggest part of these deals. So would advertisers be shy of staying with WWE if they're only on streaming platforms? Like you said, you know, that old school mentality of unless you're on that big box, you know, that shiny box, then you're not on real TV.
I don't know. WWE's done a really good job over the last, call it 6 months, of integrating ads into the program. And I feel like maybe that's testing the waters again for like what's to come.
I never even thought of that. It's so true that,
like, I think we're going to, UFC does this thing already where like the Octagon has so many ads, right? And then they're saying to fans like, hey, do you want your name in the Octagon? Spend $500 or $1,000 and your name's in the Octagon, which I actually think is really cool. How far away are we from people having their names in the ring for WrestleMania or a Royal Rumble? How far away are we from having like ads on the turnbuckles? I think it's probably something that's going to happen in the next handful of years.
Exactly. You know, it's always been said that Vince McMahon loved that clean look to his TV shows, right? But I think in this day and age, that clean look will involve some ads in some shape, way, or form. I just look at soccer, I look at hockey, and just the amount of ads in your face as you're watching these sports, so much so that you don't notice them. But
yeah,
it rings a little, it does something to your brain where if you see this ad again, it's like, I should play that EA sports game, or hey, I should look at that, that, you know, tickets with this airline company for one reason or another.
Look, if UFC is already doing it and they're in the same company now with Endeavor, I think it's just a matter of time.
Yeah, I always forget that. It's still, I'm still wrapping my head around that, which brings me into 2023. We've talked about how lucky we are to be wrestling fans. You said the biggest story of the year was CM Punk coming back to WWE, and I have to wholeheartedly agree. But let's turn the calendar and look at 2024. Let's get a bold prediction from Chris Van Vliet here on the show. What do you think is going to happen in 2024?
Well, look, if CM Punk wasn't the biggest story, like if CM Punk didn't return, if CM Punk was still signed with AEW, I think that the biggest story in pro wrestling would have to be the merger with UFC and WWE and Endeavor, which still is a massive story. And it's crazy that that's being overshadowed by something that happened a few weeks ago with the return of CM Punk. I think as we look forward to 2024, it's the fallout of that merger and the acquisition there, the merger of WWE and UFC together as TKO. I think the fallout of that ends up becoming the biggest story in 2024. And look, every single press conference that WWE has, it's record number of ads, it's record number of this and that and the next thing. And it's like, that's a big thing, which the fact that WWE is more profitable than it's ever been, I think that continues into 2024. And as they continue to be even more of a global product with shows happening in Australia and shows happening in Paris, that becomes the bigger story here. And I also think it's the Roman Reigns era starts to end. And with Roman Reigns, I think, I'm going to predict this, losing his championship at WrestleMania 40 to Cody Rhodes, I think that that's kind of the end of one chapter and the beginning of another one.
Yeah, I think that's a very, very great place to put things. And yeah, it's crazy where we are in terms of just taking a look at wrestling, right? Like, you have to look at it from the product, what we watch on TV. And then there's the whole other side of the business. And I try very hard to separate them when I talk about wrestling. It's impossible to, but there's just so much happening on both ends. And that's just WWE. Then you have AEW, which continues to be doing well. Will they lose money this year? Probably. But this is a company that's just pouring so much into investment. They're running shows in Wembley. You know, like, it's crazy. So you say that Roman Reigns is going to lose his belt. Here's my bold prediction for 2023. I just love to just shoot in the air for these, and sometimes I get them right. Like a couple years ago, I said Cody will be back in WWE. This was before any speculation or anything. So here's my thing.
Wow.
Seth Rollins will be in AEW by the end of 2024.
Well, that is a bold prediction. Wow.
I'm saying it. Well, even to test the waters, I think Seth Rollins will be in AEW in 2024.
That would be very, very interesting. So we will see.
We will see indeed. All right. So what is happening in the world of Chris Van Vliet? And well, before we get there, we got to talk about this one interview that you released this week with the artist formerly known as Lacey Evans.
Man, whether you like her or you hate her, you feel something about her. So this is either your favorite interview of mine that you've ever listened to, or it's your least favorite interview of mine that you've ever listened to. But my goodness, she just does not care about what anybody thinks about her. And she pulled no punches in that interview. So if you haven't checked it out, either go listen wherever you get your podcasts or check it out on YouTube. She has a lot to say, and she is completely unapologetic about it. And what's really interesting is the one quote that has been pulled from the entire 45-minute interview is WWE was never her passion. And what I find so ironic about that quote is that it's people that are upset about this are people who ironically are not passionate about their own jobs.
Yep.
So like people who don't even enjoy going to their own job every day are upset that someone wasn't passionate about the thing that they did helps them to support their family. And that's what Lacey Evans, the artist formerly known as Lacey Evans, it's what Macy Estrella said in this conversation, that like, yeah, it was great, you know, and I've got nothing but respect. I'm super grateful for my time there, but yeah, it allowed me to be able to provide for my family. And now I'm doing other things that I'm passionate about, which is helping people that are dealing with PTSD or struggling with anxiety or mental health issues. And that's her main passion. And I applaud her for that. And I don't know why people would be upset that she did a thing for the time that she did it and has now moved on to something else.
What I don't understand about this whole argument is people forget that these are people's jobs, right? And yes, wrestling is full of very passionate people who this was their dream as since they were children, but there are people who kind of fell into this, right? There are people who didn't really think they would be wrestlers until they got later in their teens or their early 20s or whatever. So I think people sometimes forget that this is, at the end of the day, a job for people. And right now, she's dedicating herself to doing something she's passionate about. Can you imagine the fan uproar if she was still signed and had that quote said?
Well, and that's just it. And I think that wrestling fans don't like to hear it, right? Like,
yeah.
I think if someone like Brock Lesnar clearly does this for money, right? I'm sure he loves it, but he clearly does it for money. And I think he's like said, he makes a ton of money doing this. And there's other people that I think like, because, you know, he's not looked at in the same way, people don't like Goldberg because it seems like he's doing this for money. Well, it's an interesting thing how we weigh them so differently, but people don't like Lacey Evans. Whatever she says, they just go, we don't like her. It doesn't matter. But I have a lot of respect for the fact that she is willing to speak her mind and does not care whether you like her or not.
Agreed. So what else? What do you have coming up?
So I'm actually heading to Orlando this week. You know how there was that big release a few weeks ago or a few months ago of all those WWE stars? Well, now they're able to talk. This is the week when they're able to talk. So I would like to think that one of your first stops when you have something to say would be Insight with Chris Van Vliet. So we've got some big interviews. Keep an eye out for those in the next handful of weeks. But it's been a heck of a year. And, you know, I love gratitude and I'm super grateful for the year that 2023 has been, like top to bottom. I've had interviews with The Undertaker, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, Cody Rhodes, L.A. Knight, Becky Lynch, Gunther, so many other people. It's been a heck of a year. And somehow, Boris, we're going to top this in 2024.
I cannot wait. Honestly, I'm grateful for so much that happened in 2023 as well, including our friendship. I consider you a friend. We talk off and on. We text when we see something hilarious or we're making fun of something. And honestly, I appreciate everything that we've kind of done together and just, you know, shooting it every Sunday for the show.
Yeah, man. Grateful for you and congrats on everything. 2023 has been a big year for you and I can't wait to see what you do in 2024.
And you're going to be part of it, I hope. And let's take things from there, Chris. So again, thank you so much for everything that you've done for the show, for the fans, for yourself. Happy anniversary. Congrats on the kids. So much happening in both of our lives. It is amazing, Chris. Thank you so much. And we will chat in the new year.
See you next year, my friend.
It is that time of the week where we have to bid farewell. So you've been listening to Sunday Night's Main Event here on TSN Radio and the iHeartRadio News Talk Networks. And just remember that Sunday Night's Main Event is powered by podstars.net. And you better get ready to take podcasting to the next level with podstars.net. Podstars is a talented and passionate community that's going to give you the opportunity to interview top professionals from a variety of industries where they're going to share their insights and experiences with your audience. Plus, everyone's going to have access to the Podstars celebrity catalog featuring some of the best in the business, both new and established. And just remember, it's free to join. But if you want more, well, there's the community plan for just $8.99 per month. And this gives you a completely different and exciting catalog full of some of the best experts and professionals in their fields today. As well, you get access to everyone in the entire Podstars universe. It's a great way to invest in your podcast, as you're going to save time and money by being able to book guests all from just one platform. So why wait? Join podstars.net now and start exploring everything that they have to offer. You're not going to want to miss out on this amazing opportunity to elevate your podcasting career and be part of the exciting community. So all you have to do is go to www.podstars.net, and that's podstars with a Z/Z at the end. Also, remember that you can subscribe to the entire Sunday Night's Main Event Network by going to your favorite podcast catcher / app and searching for Sunday Night's Main Event. We also have a Facebook group where we would love to get your opinion. And to join that, just go to the Facebook and in the search bar, search for SNME Radio. We also have a Patreon where that helps us with the day-to-day, and you can join for just $5 a month by going to patreon.com/SNME Radio. So on behalf of the entire SNME crew, thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you next time when we bring you the best of 2023. So thank you so much, and remember, stay tranquilo.
Thanks for finding Sunday Night's Main Event. To get the complete show as well as bonus weekly podcasts, please join our Patreon at patreon.com/SNME Radio.